to tonight's edition of Playhouse 90 from KERA FM in Dallas. Two features of old-time radio tonight: the Eddie Cantor Show, featuring the Mad Russian from 1944, and also the Bob Hope Show with Zsa Zsa Gabor.
Makers of Sal Hepatica for the Smile of Health and True Shave, the Beforehand Lotion, present the Eddie Cantor Show.
Thank you very much, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Did you see the script before we did?
And Harry, tell me something, baby. Did you have a Merry Christmas?
Oh, I'll say. And wasn't it crowded out Christmas Eve, Eddie?
I never saw so many people in Hollywood. You know, I went to Mike Lyman's bar. The bartender was yelling at the crowd, "Stop pushing! Stop pushing!" They said, "We ain't pushing." The bartender said, "Then how come I'm in the ladies' powder room?" Harry. And the head waiter in back of him said, "Don't worry, I'm trying to shove you out." The bartender looked back at him and said, "Head waiter, have you ever seen Mike Lyman so crowded?" The head waiter said, "Mike Lyman's? I'm supposed to be in the Brown Derby."
Oh, I don't know. With those crowds, it must have been hot in there. Huh?
Hot? Did you say hot?
Yeah.
I saw a short beer mopping its own head.
Well, look, Eddie, tell me this. Are you looking forward to a big celebration on New Year's Eve?
Oh, it's going to be big, Harry. But it's a little different from most New Year's, because Sunday night, we on this show are all going over and put on a big show at the Hollywood Canteen for the servicemen. That's what we're going to do.
Oh, boy, a really big show.
That's
Eddie?
Exactly what we're going to do. Yes, sir, Harry. I've got the Mad Russian out looking for talent right now.
Uh-oh.
I have a date with a costumer later. In fact, we're going to rehearse the whole show tonight. I have the whole layout right here, Harry. Yeah. First of all, we're going to open up the show with a good magician.
I can do magic, Eddie.
No, magic.
Harry, I've done
Harry,
magic.
We want a big name like Orson Welles. That's who we'll get.
Yeah, oh, well, no, look, let me try. Look,
here.
Wait a minute, here. I'll show you something. Here, take this card here.
Yeah?
Now tear it in half.
Yeah?
That's right. Now tear it in fourth.
Yeah?
That's right. Now tear it in eighth.
Yeah?
And now tear it in 16th.
Yeah?
Now, then I got a trick with a watch.
What do you want?
Let me have your watch.
You want my watch? Be careful, Harry. Here's my watch.
Trick with a watch.
Here's my watch, Harry.
This is a wonderful thing. I put the watch in the handkerchief.
Yeah?
You
put it in the handkerchief.
Run it up like this.
Yeah? What are you doing with it, Harry?
Well, I got to get my stand over here.
Yeah?
The magic trick.
Go ahead.
Don't worry about your watch.
No.
Bang it on the stand like this. See?
Harry!
Just bang it on the stand like that.
Harry!
Well, now, don't worry about your watch.
Yeah?
Now, I'll show you.
Yeah?
There's hardly a crease in the handkerchief.
Get out! Yeah, fine. Harry, you can keep that handkerchief so you can dry your tears.
My tears?
I'm taking the cost of that watch out of your salary. You know what I mean?
No!
Yeah. Hey, how about the... Yeah, never mind. Now, Leonard Seuss.
Yes, Mr. Cantor.
Come in, Leonard. Leonard, I don't know if you heard the announcement I just made to the people about New Year's Eve, but you and Nora are going to be the love interest in my show, see? And as the scene opens, you're parked on a lonely road in a car, and you put your arm around Nora Martin.
Yeah?
You turn out the lights and say, "Well, sweetheart, we're out of gas."
Oh, boy.
Then you know what you do?
Yeah. I grab her B book.
Shut up! No, Leonard, you're supposed to kiss her.
Well, the man on the ration board gave me a B book, and I didn't have to kiss him.
Yeah! Leonard, you're impossible. Oh, Nora Martin.
Yes, Mr. Cannon.
Come in, Nora. I think I'll have to play the love scenes with you.
Oh, yeah? But Mr. Canada, play love scenes, don't you think you're a little too...
a little too short, huh? That's it, short.
No.
A little too tall? Tall, isn't that it?
No, and it's not young either.
Never mind, Nora, just rehearse your part. And now I'm going to run through a song I'm doing at the Canteen New Year's Eve, a song I did back in 1921. And you know, Harry Von Zell, I'm going to do it in blackface, something that I haven't actually... I'll take it. Hello?
How do you do? Kemper?
Yes?
As your talent scout, I'm thinking of signing up a very beautiful girl.
Yes.
For weeks, crowds have stood in line to see her.
You mean the dancing girl at Carol's Theater?
No, the cigarette girl at Thrifty's Drugstore. I can't hear you.
Tell me something. Has she got talent?
She's a scream.
All right, Russian, I'll give her an audition. What does she do?
She can scream for 10 minutes straight.
How do you know?
Silly boy.
Russian, I'm afraid you know nothing about talent or the theater.
No? Listen to this.
Yes.
All the world's a stage. A stage is a proscenium arch. A stage has varied scenic paraphernalia. A stage is brilliantly embellished by kaleidoscopic lighting effects. And... Camper, who brought it into our conversation?
Nobody.
That was me talking.
Certainly that was you talking.
You think I can get my second papers now?
Second papers. You'll get your walking papers if you don't get me some talent. Goodbye. Okay, Leonard, now I'll run through that song. And Harry.
Yeah?
Harry, I want you to listen and see if you think it's the type number the boys will like over at the canteen. They should. Their mothers and fathers liked it. Go ahead, Leonard, play, will you? Little Lily was oh so silly and shy, and all the fellows knew she wouldn't bill and coo. Every single night some smart fellow would try to cuddle up to her, but she would cry. Ma, he's making eyes at me. Ma, he's awful nice to me. Ma, he's almost breaking my heart. He's good looking. Wait until he tastes my cooking, Ma. He wants to marry me, be my honeybee. Hurry, Ma, and get the preacher. I've been through a double feature, Ma. He's kissing me.
Ma, he's making lies at me. Ma,
he's awful nice to me.
Ma,
he's almost breaking my heart. If you're peeking, you can see I'm gonna weaken.
Ma,
he wants to marry me. Be my honeybee. Just found out his name is Daniel. Cuter than a cocker spaniel. Ma, I love that boy.
Say, that was great. That'll be a big number for your show New Year's Eve.
Yeah, and there's a part for you in the show too, Harry.
Really?
You see, we're going to do a March of Time thing, you know.
Yeah.
And you're going to be the commentator.
The commentator?
Yes, we're going to review the news of the year.
Oh, boy. Time marches on.
Yes.
Vroom, 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 vroom. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Time marches on.
Leonard does that. All we need is your wonderful speaking voice, Harry.
Yeah. Oh. Yeah, well, thank you, Eddie. Of course, I wouldn't know about that.
You don't know that you have a wonderful speaking voice?
No, I've never sat in the audience and listened to me talk.
No. You do beautifully, Harry. Your voice rings true and clear, especially when you say...
Ladies and gentlemen, when you wake up in the morning feeling sick and headachy due to the need of a laxative, take a glass full of sparkling Sal Hepatica. For Sal Hepatica, taken then, brings quick, gentle relief, usually within an hour. Makes you feel like yourself again, and quickly. And along with this quick, gentle relief, sparkling Sal Hepatica gives you another advantage.
This famous saline helps sweeten an upset stomach by helping to reduce excess gastric acidity.
So tonight, or tomorrow morning, get a bottle of Sal Hepatica from your druggist. Remembering this caution, use only as directed. Then any time you need a laxative, take a glass of sparkling Sal Hepatica and get quick, gentle relief. Yes, whenever you need a laxative, morning, noon, or night, see how much faster you feel better, thanks to gentle, speedy Sal Hepatica.
That's fine. Harry, you've got just the right voice for my March of Time scene. Now, here's your part. Now, you do the commentating as we review the big events of 1944.
Yeah, well, look, Eddie, only if I can go to...
Harry, you throw in one ta-da and out you go. Now, let's rehearse. Music, Leonard. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
With the drum, with the drum.
Presenting the highlights of 1944.
March 1944. While the whole world stood breathlessly by, Prime Minister Churchill made a second visit to the Kremlin. Addressing Joe Stalin, Mr. Churchill removed his cigar and spoke these immortal words.
Hello, Joe. What do you know?
During the month of June, Bing Crosby visited the European Theater of War to make a special broadcast to the German soldiers. We show you the effect of Crosby's crooning on the Nazi soldiers.
Good morning, Private Hans.
Good morning, Herr Lieutenant. Where is your buddy, Private Fritz?
Fritz? Him seeing you will not no more glauben sie me, but a sagen sie auf der Knüller.
Well, what happened?
What happened? We was in a foxhole doing the Bing Crosby broadcast. Fritz stuck his head out to listen.
Yeah.
Instead of hearing the bing, he heard the bang. Well,
in August, many an American held island in the South Pacific was visited by radio star and prominent concert violinist, Yasha Benny. On one of those islands, Mr. Benny is given an official order to play his theme song.
Mr. Benny, the Jap fleet has finally come out of hiding. Thank you. October in the year 1944 presented an outstanding event of blessed events. An 8-pound baby was born to Mr. and Mrs. Harry Von Zell. On that memorable day, we find Mr. Von Zell at the hospital awaiting the new arrival.
Well, look, gosh, Eddie, I can't stand this waiting.
Quiet, Harry. Here comes the nurse. And look. Look, Harry, she's got a baby in her arms.
Well, Mr. Von Zell, you and the baby better get a look at each other. This is your son.
My son? My son?
Mr. Cantor, quick, get the smelling salts. He's going to faint.
Harry?
No, the baby.
Gosh, Harry, a boy. Isn't he cute?
Yeah. Hello, little fella.
Hello, Mr. Goldenmoor.
Hey, what's your name, son?
Goo.
What a silly name they gave my kid, Goo Goo.
No. He's trying to talk. When he says Goo Goo, he's trying to tell us something. I wonder what he is trying to say when he says Goo Goo.
this is the world. Nice, quiet place, isn't it? Oh. Since I arrived, all I hear is shortages. Shortage of this, shortage of that. They have so many shortages. Gosh, I wonder how they ever got me. Must have had a priority. I don't like our doctor. I didn't even say goo, and he ups and slaps me. And that nurse, I wonder if she knows I'm a baby. Treats me like an automobile. All she does is wash, oil, and grease me. She never saw a baby before. Oh, I get it. I'm a boy. Gee, Popeyes has 5 kids. 5. What's my old man so puffed up about? He's only got 1. Amateur. Here comes the nurse. What a routine. Over on my back, grab my legs, more talcum powder. Gee, that stuff tickles. I know if she sprinkles any more on me, I'll...
One of the most effective production numbers we'll have is a scene in a garden, moonlight. Nora Martin and Leonard Seuss do the popular Latin number, Let Me Love You Tonight. Listen, they're going to rehearse it right now. Oh, it's awfully pretty. You like it?
Let me love you tonight. Let me tell you how much I adore all your charms. Though you leave me tomorrow, for this night will borrow a love song. Let me love you tonight, let me thrill to the touch of your sheltering arms. Till the scent of the roses caresses and closes your eyes. Let me kiss you tonight while the stars in the sky give us heavenly light. Oh, when love is an ember, my heart will remember your sight. Live a lifetime of love in a moment holding me tight. Then forget me. Only let me love you
Only let me love you.
the young man with the horn of Nora, and I know the boys are going to love the New Year's Day. Harry.
Yeah?
Now, let's go across the hall to the costume company and pick out the wardrobe, shall we?
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, let's do that.
Say, Eddie.
Yeah?
I was thinking, think of all the prestige producing this show will bring you.
Oh, huh? I can just see it now, Harry. Crowds of people standing around, looking up at Eddie Cantor.
Fine. When does the hanging take place?
It's Mr. Guffey! Look over here. You're making costumes? You're working here?
Oh, I shouldn't be working, huh? Shouldn't make a living for my family. Let them all starve to death.
Nobody wants them to starve. Let them eat. Let them eat 10 times a day.
They should get sick, huh? Who's going to pay the doctor?
Who's telling you to pay the doctor?
Oh, the doctor should do it for nothing, huh? Practice on them. Use my children for guinea pigs.
Your children are not guinea pigs.
Just plain pigs, huh?
Look, Guffey, let's not argue, please. I've got a show to put on. I need costumes of silks and satins.
Oh, first the doctor, now he wants to put the rayon people out of business.
Did I say anything about...
Why can't you use synthetics?
Okay, I'll take costumes made of synthetics, fiber, burlap. They can even be made of newspaper.
What newspaper?
Any newspaper, the Times, the Examiner, the Citizen News.
What's wrong with a Pomona Post-Gazette? What?
All I asked for was a dress made of newspaper. Stop with the arguments and trot out a sample.
Oh, trot out. Go on, him. I should use my wife for a model.
Who mentioned your
trot
wife?
Her
who
out. Says... Now he's got my wife walking down the street wearing a dress made of newspaper.
So what? So what?
Fine work. A man walks up behind my wife, taps her on the shoulder and says, "Pardon me, madam, your want ad section is showing."
What does he want from me? You can drive a man nuts. Guffey, you're the type of a guy who sears a man's soul. Sears his mind. Sears his heart.
Get that. 3 times he mentioned Sears, not once Roebuck.
What do I want with Sears Roebuck?
Nothing. You're Eddie Cantor, and that's a mail order house.
Oh. Get out, Guffey, will you please? Harry, tell me, where were you when I was arguing with Guffey about the costume?
Oh, Eddie, look, I was figuring out a number where you won't need any costumes.
No costumes?
No, no. The girls walk out made up as letters. One girl is made up as T.
Orange Pico?
No. The letter T.
Oh, I see.
One girl is made up as R. One is U.
Me?
No. The letter U.
Oh.
No, not O, U.
Wait a minute, Harry. Oh, it's beginning to dawn on me.
Yeah.
The other girls are made up as S-H-A-Y. Shay.
Sure.
No, Shay. True Shay.
True Shay, the beforehand lotion.
But, Harry, do you think it'll make a hit?
Do I think it'll make a hit? Of course it'll make a hit with all the ladies in the audience. Because True Shay is the hand lotion that really helps you keep your hands soft and smooth and lovely. That's because True Shay is based on a different idea than other hand lotions. You smooth on True Shay before you put your hands in hot, soapy water. And True Shay's beforehand protection actually helps guard your hands from the rough, drying effects of that hot, soapy water. And so helps keep your hands softer, smoother, lovelier. So why not begin today to use True Shay?
And Harry, at the finish of the New Year's Eve show, we're going to do one of the popular songs of the day, the trolley song.
Oh, well, who's going to be in it?
Well, you, Nora, the sportsman, me.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yes? Say, Gaffer.
Uh-huh.
Would you like to audition a great baritone from the Metropolitan Opera?
Yes, yes, right now.
All right, Giovanni. Get in the groove. I don't think I want to sing. Giovanni, I'm talking to you. Would you like to eat tomorrow? Yes, sir. Then you better sing today. I'm Giovanni from Milan. I eat spaghetti by the ton. I go to California for some sun. I get no sun. It rains just like a Solomon gun. So I'm gonna dance with a trolley with a hole in the stock, with a hole in the stock, with my beans in a knock. Gonna dance with a trolley with a hole in the stock, with a big fat hole in the stock. A hole, a big hole, a small hole.
Stop that man! stop that man.
Stop, Jiminy. Stop, Jiminy. Well, what do you think of the audition, Kemper?
You heard him Russian. What do you think?
Stinks.
I guess for trusting our mad Russian. Looks like we'll have to depend on our own people. So come on, Nora. Come on, gang. Let's run through this trolley number, huh? Let's run through it.
The time, the night is. The place, St. Louis. The scene, a trolley. The girl, Nora Martin. Boy, Eddie Cantor. Boy.
With your high starch collar and your high top shoes and your hair piled high upon your head.
I went to find a jolly hour on the trolley and lost my heart instead.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley.
And ding, ding, ding went the bell.
Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings. For the moment I saw you, I fell.
Chug, chug, chug went the motor. Bump, bump, bump went the brake.
Thump, thump, thump went my heartstrings. When you smiled, I could feel the car shake.
You tipped your hat and took the seat.
I said I hoped I hadn't stepped upon your feet.
You asked my name, I held my breath.
I couldn't speak because you scared me half to death.
Buzz, buzz, buzz went the buzzer. Pop, pop, pop went the wheel.
Stop, stop, stop went my heartstrings.
As I started to go, then I started to know how it feels.
When the universe moves.
Clang, clang, clang went the trolley.
Ding, ding, ding went the bell.
Zing, zing, zing went my heartstrings.
For the moment I saw you, I fell.
Miss, I hope you don't mind my sitting here.
Well, it is a little crowded, but I don't mind.
If I might be so bold, let me suggest how we can get a little more comfortable.
Uh-huh.
Put your foot over there.
Yes.
Raise your right arm.
Yes.
Raise your left arm.
Yes.
And now?
Yes.
Fence me in.
You're quite a flirt, aren't you?
Don't look at that badge on my lapel, chicken inspector. I'm just riding this trolley to find my dream girl. And when I find her, I'll marry her. Then I'll divorce her. Then I'll kiss her.
Kiss her? Why?
I want to show her what a fool she was to divorce me. Tell me, where do you get off?
Oh, Roxbury.
Roxbury? We passed it 10 minutes ago.
Oh, I wonder how I missed it.
Don't you remember? As you started to leave, I took hold of your sleeve with my hand.
And as if it were a plan, you stayed on with me and it was grand.
Just to stand with your hand
holding mine
to the end of the
Thank you, Nora. Thank you, Leonard. Thank you, Sportsman. Ladies and gentlemen, 1945 will be upon us in just a few days. A new year. Time for new resolutions. May I please, in all due humility, urge all of us who love America dearly, who love freedom, and love our sons who are fighting for that freedom to make this resolution. That we will let no day go by without asking ourselves if we have not during the past 24 hours done some one thing to hasten the victorious end of the war, that we will give of our efforts and our hearts and our minds as our fighting men are giving of their lives. I love to spend each Wednesday with you as friend to friend. I'm sorry if you
Be sure and listen in next week, ladies and gentlemen, when we bring you what looks like a very interesting show. And tell all your friends to listen. In the meantime, don't forget the two products that make our Wednesdays together possible. Sal Hepatica for the smile of health, and Truche, the beforehand lotion. Sal Hepatica, Truche. This is Harry Bonzel saying good night and Happy New Year from Eddie Cantor and all the gang. Now, will all those suffering from a cold signify by holding up a weak and tired hand, please? Yipe, look at all the hands. Well, listen, you sufferers. Get yourself a jar of Minute Rub and help yourself to some really fast relief from those annoying cold symptoms. It'll take just a minute, for all you do is rub a little Minute Rub on your back and chest. And in a minute, you'll feel a welcoming sensation of warmth as Minute Rub begins to soothe that cold discomfort. And at the very same time, Minute Rub's active menthol vapors will help relieve that stuffed-up feeling in the nose and throat. So get yourself a jar of this very modern chest rub, Minute Rub. And get the welcome relief Minute Rub can help give you. That's MinitRub, Minute Rub.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
There were three men came from the West, their fortunes for to tell, and the life of John Barleycorn as well.
There's something new on radio. Well, at least it's new for today's generation. Stories for children. Every Sunday morning from 7 to 10 o'clock on KERA, stories read by people like Carol Channing, Peter Ustinov, Tom Ewell, Glynis Johns, Anthony Quayle, Basil Rathbone, and Boris Karloff. Reading the stories you remember from childhood. The Adventures of Mark Twain and Tom Sawyer, Madeline and the Gypsies, Robin Hood and His Merry Men, plus stories read by the Dallas Public Library storytellers. You'll find them all, or rather, the kids will find them all, every Sunday morning beginning at 7 o'clock. So next Sunday, when the kids come piling into your bed and wake you up to tell you there's nothing on television and they've read the funnies and they want you to get up and play with them, tell them about the new magic box that tells stories. The radio, 7 to 10 a.m. each Sunday morning on KERA-FM Dallas.